E! News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump says the war against Iran could be short-lived, but speaking to reporters while on a trip to Florida, he also left open the possibility of an escalation in fighting if global oil supplies continue to be disrupted.
Mr. President, you've said the war is, quote, very complete, but your defense secretary says this is just the beginning. So which is it, and how long should Americans be prepared?
Well, I think you could say
it
both. The beginning. It's the beginning of building a new country.
Trump was asked about Iran's new supreme leader, Mujtaba Khamenei.
Have to take him out? Does he have a target on his back?
You mean the new supreme leader? You mean the son?
How can there be an Iran?
Well,
with
I don't want to say that, but you know, I was disappointed because we think it's going to lead to just more of the same problem for the country. So I was disappointed to see their choice.
John Gambrell reports Khamenei has close ties to Iran's Revolutionary Guard.
What we've seen from the Guard, which has long had ties to Khamenei, is just these pounding attacks that have spread across to hit oil infrastructure as well as water desalination plants. And that is the lifeblood of the Gulf Arab states, and we're starting to hear more criticism from them. Saudi Arabia issued a very stinging statement warning that Iran would be the, quote, biggest loser if it continued these attacks. So Khamenei comes into power, likely already targeted by Israel and possibly facing the greatest challenge that his country's theocracy has ever seen. It remains unclear just what he'll do and just what will come next.
Oil prices shot to their highest level since 2022, nearing $120 per barrel Monday before settling back below 90. Stocks rode along in opposite directions, the S&P flipping from down 1.5% to closing with a gain of 0.8%. President Trump also had a phone call Monday with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Trump says they discussed the Ukraine war. The Kremlin says Putin also voiced ideas regarding a quick settlement of the Iran war. This is AP News. An annual but decidedly unusual competition in Dorking, England. Charles Deledesma has the story.
Wives and girlfriends clung on for dear life as their partners carried them up and down a hillside for a quirky UK sports event, the Wife Carrying Race. On Sunday, couples sprinted up and down a grassy hillside in southern England with one partner carrying the other.
Super comfortable.
The sport's linked to an old Finnish legend, though organisers and contestants keep things silly with fancy dress, obstacles and buckets of water. Many use what's called the Estonian hold, with the rider hanging upside down.
And what's it like, your view from down there?
Interesting.
Finland's Timo Tuvinen and Jatta Lennonen were crowned the winners.
We take this really serious.
And won a barrel of local beer. I'm Charles Deledesma.
And more stories at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.